The smell of smoke and melted plastoid hung thick in the air. Aaron and Zirid picked their way on foot through the streets and autowalks of Coruscant. Aaron was conscious of the fact that level after level of urbanscape extended into the depths below her. She realized that she had never put a boot to solid ground on Coruscant. Not really. Instead, she, like so many, simply trod the network of walkways and Duracrete streets on the surface level, unaware of most that went on in the lower levels. She had lived on the planet for decades, but did not know it well. The sun pulled itself into the sky slowly, as if it did not want to reveal the ruin. Her eye fell on a distant, isolated skyrise that leaned precipitously to one side, the attack having damaged its foundation. It, like all of Coruscant, like the entirety of the Republic, had been knocked off kilter. In the distance, the black dots of a few air cars and speeders populated the morning sky. Sirens blared from somewhere, rescue teams still searching the wreckage, pulling the living and dead from the ruins. Coruscant was coming to life for another day, the day after everything had changed. As they traveled, they encountered piles of rubble, streets flooded by broken water lines, shattered valves spitting gas or fuel. It was like seeing bloody viscera, the innards of the planet. A few faces regarded them from behind windows or from balconies high above, the uncertainty and fear in their eyes, the expected after-effect of unexpected war. But they saw far fewer people than Aaron might have imagined. She wondered if many had fled to the lower levels. Perhaps the damage was less severe there. If so, the underlevels must have been thronged. As the morning stretched, an increasing number of vehicles filled the sky. Medical and rescue ships screamed past, swoops and speeders bearing one or two riders to who knew where streaked over them. Due to her empathic sense, Aaron felt the dread in the air as a tangible thing, a pall that overhung the entire planet. It wore on her, weighed her down. The towers of Duracrete and Transparisteel seemed ready to fall in on her. She felt hunched, tensed in anticipation of a blow. The dread was omnipresent. An entire planet of billions of people projecting raw emotion into the air. She could not wall them out. She did not want to wall them out. The Jedi had failed them. She deserved to feel what they felt.
Aaron, did you hear me? Aaron!